Blog Talk Radio.
Te felicitaron
cuando de pronto soy yo, quizás desesperado.
Caballero, qué problema, si el puerco se lo llevaron.
Caballero, qué problema, el puerco se lo llevaron.
¿De qué estamos hablando? Me llevaron el puerco, me lo llevaron. ¡Hasta cochaponeando!
Quiero que se preocupen, yo traigo la solución.
Your show will go live in 1.3 minutes. 1.5 minutes, I mean. It's not like, I forgot how Blog Talk does it. It's been a while. Yeah, I was over there and all the shows are populated over there. Well, once you get the RSS stream, you know, it does everything automatic. 1 minute. I'm going to check after we start and see if you are actually live over on iHeart, but I don't think so. I think you have to be listed under the artist radio. We'll check that out later. Yeah. Because iHeart's mostly for radio stations. All right, your show will start in 30 seconds. Going silent. Ten seconds, and here we go.
Prepare for launch in 3, 2, 1.
And away we go.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, your radio refreshment, blowing away the myths and revealing the truth.
Say A, say M, say E, say R, say I, C, say A, M.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated. And now, your radio refreshment, Ron Edwards.
And how are you? My name is Ron Edwards, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition. And, well, it's always a good day, as long as you are upright and above ground, as they say. But a lot of crazy things going on in our republic and even throughout the planet. And, but however, there's good news on the horizon as well, as far as I'm concerned anyway. This edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience is being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click onto the Constitutional Grounds coffee display to make your purchase. And to be sure to use the Ron Edwards, the RE20 promo code, and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup. But one thing you don't want in your life is tyranny. You don't want tyranny from government, do you? You don't want false teachings from government schools, from pulpits, or elsewhere. Parents, you got to tighten up your act and start teaching your children and pointing them in the right direction that they should go. That is, if you want to preserve or restore this great United States of America. While most Americans are enjoying the beautiful, well, some people consider it beautiful, but when it gets this hot, man, it's not so beautiful to me. But anyway, the summertime and going about their lives as usual, or so they think, it seems that most of all, that all is fine in the world to them, and they think everything is just going great as long as they can see a baseball game, go to the store, and get something to consume or drink. And most understand that the new normal we are all supposedly adjusting to is a little challenging sometimes, but most are also pretty insulated from the nefarious things taking place all around the world. In some cases, right under their noses. I dare say that most would rather not even think about these things because I guess they believe that, well, if they don't think about it, it won't happen to them. It's just too depressing. And if one would really take the time to study and understand, it would bring great anxiety and distress instead of a willingness to fight. The world we live in is rapidly changing. We're all being slowly boiled to death like frogs. The mockingbird media, internet search engines, social media sites, and mainstream internet video sites are working overtime to maintain and drive the official New World Order globalist agenda. They're scrubbing the truth from view as they censor reality and replace it with big, fat, devilish lies. And as we should all understand by now, a lie told often enough soon becomes reality in the addled brains of most consumers of false information. Meanwhile, those who tell the truth are now in a more precarious position than ever before. Yep, yep, yep. If you dare to tell the truth today, you'll be immediately labeled a conspiracy theorist and publicly ridiculed. At the very least, if you're in a position where your truth-telling will influence a bit too many people, then by doing so, you're literally putting your life on the line. Truth cannot be tolerated in today's world. Man, big changes. When I was growing up, my dad always told me to tell the truth. He did. He was very smart, though. He wasn't one of those idiot parents. He did tell me that when dealing with enemies who are out to destroy you or our country, it's okay to lie to those suckers because they're already dealing from a premise of falsehoods anyway and destruction. I think it would be appropriate right here to share some wisdom with you. I'll just read it and then I'll tell you where the source. Indeed, the Lord's hand is not too short to save, and his ear, he is not too deaf to hear. But your iniquities have built barriers between you and your God, and your sins have made him hide his face from you so that he does not even listen. For your hands are defiled with blood. Thinking about abortion there. Human trafficking. Abusing babies by many politicians and others. And your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken many lies, and your tongues mutter injustice. No one makes claims justly. No one pleads honestly. They trust in empty and worthless words. They conceive trouble and give birth to iniquity. Well, that pretty much sums up what's going on in our society and throughout the world. See, I'm not like the leftist pigs. I don't pretend that all evil emanates from America, the United States. In fact, much of the world's evil is being imported into this country right now. As 150 countries around the world are sending us their dregs, with the permission, by the way, of our number two enemy against this nation, that is the government, the current regime. Their works are very evil, and violent acts are in their hands. Their feet run after evil, and they rush to shed innocent blood again to kill innocent babies and torture children on our border. Their thoughts are sinful thoughts. Ruin and wretchedness are in their paths. They have not known the path of peace, and there is no justice in their ways, only destruction. They have made their roads crooked. No one who walks on them will know peace. Have you noticed how there is much less peace in our American cities today? Therefore, justice is very far from us, about as far from Death Valley to the moon. And righteousness does not reach us. We hope for light, but there is only darkness. Used to be shining, glimmering cities, undimmed by human tears. Unfortunately, now weekends in American cities are shoot 'em up, bang, bang. BLM-sponsored violence throughout many American streets. For brightness, but we live in the night. We grope along a wall like a blind idiot. We grope like those without eyes. We stumble and bumble around at noon as though it were twilight. We are like the dead among those who are healthy. And this is the goal of the globalists. They want you groping around in ignorance. They want you running around not knowing nothing and getting that mixed up. Many of us, some of us, hope for justice, but there is none. Have you seen justice recently? Hasn't it been that Soros appointed attorney generals across this great nation in many states are letting criminals, murderers, thieves, rapers go? Prosecutors are told not to show up to court so that murderers and baby bangers can be let go. So this is what we've ended up with, folks, because too many have been afraid for 60 years to stand up for the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. They become afraid because some people are murdered. But the reason why people are murdered the way they are, it's because not enough of us. We should be putting the fear of God in those who are seeking to enslave us politically, economically. And now, I'm not going to make a full-blown accusation, but I will ask you, my fellow Americans, a few questions. Because I find it very, 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 very interesting and infuriating at the same time why so many Americans sit around and don't want to know nothing and get that mixed up. They don't want to know. You tell certain people the truth, and because it didn't come from CNN or any other butt wipe organization, and they just totally ignore it, to their own peril. And this has been the practice throughout the ages. What if truckers throughout the United States are convinced to leave food products in their trucks to rot away in order to create a food crisis? What if the current regime ended our energy independence, which they've done, to make us vulnerable against OPEC and Russia? Right now, this country is in negotiations as we plead for supplies from OPEC. Isn't that crazy? Just 5 months ago, we were energy independent and had a glutton of oil. A glutton of oil. And the leftists were talking about, well, we've got to stop using oil. Well, if they're so gung-ho on stopping using oil, why do they want to negotiate with OPEC to buy their oil and oil from Russia? Why is it that the Biden regime said, okay, Russia, you can have a pipeline, but yet to our nation? Mr. Motormouth, Jim Jordan of Ohio, should be throwing that question out every single day, because no longer being energy independent puts us behind the eight ball. I'm talking about a residual effect. There's more to it than just being dependent upon another nation or two nations or organizations on oil. As a result, they could put demands on us. Of course, you've got the Biden administration that doesn't give a rip about the well-being of we the people, so they're like, que sera, sera, what will be, according to the will of Russia, China, and OPEC. So what are you going to do, my friends? Are you going to wait until the noose is totally around your neck? Do you think it's smart for us to just run around and, you know, act like ostriches and not be concerned because the Gestapo is not on our front door today? Looking at a discussion today on, it was Fox News, the Fox Business. And, we'll get into that right after this very important break, and you are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience.
The kid has class, taste, finesse.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
This is Diamond and Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you touch that dial.
You better not.
You better come back.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Edwards here. For the best night's sleep ever, check out the Silverite Pillow. It is the first pillow that has silver infused in the covering and filled with kapok, making the Silverite pillow naturally antimicrobial, hypoallergenic, and dust mite resistant. The Silverite pillow is designed to maximize comfort and support to provide the most restful night's sleep ever. To get your Silverite pillow, simply go to theronedwards.com, scroll down, and make your purchase. When you do, remember to use promo code RON20 and receive a 20% discount. And find out why I have dubbed the Silverite pillow the best on earth.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
The Ron Edwards American Experience is being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It is a hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste everyone is raving about, because you want the best. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click onto the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display to make your purchase and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code, and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
Voice your opinion on the Ron Edwards hotline at 985-218-0185. Again, 985-218-0185.
Round and round and round and round we go.
It's the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show, where our unalienable rights are celebrated.
Absolutely, but we better do a little bit more than celebrate our unalienable rights. It's high time we start fighting for them before they are gone, gone, gone forever. Well, my friends, there you have it. I was talking before the break about how things are being transpired across our country, and how the leftist elites continue from every aspect of life to just basically ruin our ability to conduct our lives. I asked a few questions also before the break that what if, what would you do? What would you suggest we do if, let's say, truck drivers were suddenly instructed to stop delivery, pick it up, and drive to, let's say, a big parking lot somewhere, Walmart or whatever, and just go away. Come back a week later and say, oops, it's all rotten. Now, a few little birdies are tweeting that that's happening and that everyone should get ready for a food shortage. Not because we have the inability suddenly to grow food. Food, there's enough food being produced to feed the entire world, even now. But in order to clamp down further on we the people and make us cry uncle, so to speak, they want to create chaos. They couldn't get their way after they cheated, allegedly, Trump administration. They couldn't fully get their way after the scamdemic and the mask and all that. We still have not totally bent our knees to them. But yet, could it be that next could be food? I've been hearing in the distance people saying, oh, beware of the coming food crisis. And while I personally do not know if it's being devised or not, but I can say this, based upon history, I would say that it would be wise to be cautious. I think so. To bear on the side of cautious, I would think so. The evil is loose upon the earth. And those perpetuating the evil are having a field day. It doesn't matter if it's economics. Because of what's been going on economically, now we've got rampant inflation, the likes of which has not been seen since, I believe, during the latter years of the Carter administration or the beginning of the Reagan years before Reagan policies took effect. Now, even with our young people and children, there is evil having their way. Evil just as successful with the older ones, and even the elderly have been screwed by evil too. Thousands have died in places like Michigan and New York State because the evil had their way. Let us not forget, Governor Cuomo was given all the things necessary to deal with the corona China virus in his state. And so was de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. They had all they needed, but do you know that they refused to utilize what they even requested? Trump spent our tax dollars to reconfigure a big ship so that they could have plenty of rooms for the sick. But instead of putting the sick in the ships, they forced them into nursing homes, which caused thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths. Cuomo has yet to face justice for that decision. Same thing, very similar in Michigan. Governor Whitmer did something similar. See, until there is justice, you cannot clean up a society. A society that is not willing the criminal element, whether they're in government or elsewhere, is destined to fail. It is much more convenient to sit and wait for, I guess, as Christians call it, the rapture bus, the flyaway doctrine, as I call it, to take us out of here. Let's say if God doesn't return for another 50 years, what sort of slavery are we leaving to our children or grandchildren? Not to mention, let's say if God does return today and call us home, what will we have to say for ourselves when we stand before him? Will he call us good and faithful servants, or will he say, I never knew you? You never showed up for the battle. You were AWOL. in the spiritual and physical war I call all of my followers to participate in. You never carried your cross. You only pretended to follow me from a safe distance. These questions and thoughts come to mind today because I look at what's going on now and I look at history. And I continuously go over and over again in American history and I see men from various backgrounds who had a lot of faith. And even men like Benjamin Franklin, who wasn't exactly a dyed-in-the-wool traditional Christian, but he ended up saying that, look, you know what? It's the principles of Christianity that work. Let us abide. He understood that if we walked away from those principles, we'd be in the problems that we are now suffering in this country today. There is no other way. You cannot wait it out and hope the evil goes away, and things just mysteriously get better. While lying so-called prophets run around telling everyone every month, okay, this is the month when things return. Man, I wonder what kind of answer they're going to give God, those false prophets. It's going to be very interesting, very interesting. Well, CNN's Jeffrey Toobin, you know who he is. He's the guy who was caught playing with himself on CNN, on the air. Yep. What a moron. But yet, just recently, he has ripped Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas in his first op-ed since returning to the leftist CNN network following a prolonged leave of absence for on-air sexual misconduct. Toobin, who was fired from The New Yorker after being caught playing with himself on a Zoom call with colleagues last year, wrote recently that Thomas was hypothetically the new Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, considering the new conservative majority and actual Chief Justice John Roberts' tendency to vote with the liberal left wing of the court on recent major decisions. Of course, John Roberts has been compromised. And I believe he was compromised because of his personal proclivities, and they've got him behind by the short hairs. And so he's been an obedient little puppy and voted with the leftists. But see, Justice Thomas has been clean, despite the lies that were allowed by Joe Biden in those hearings to come against Clarence Thomas when that lying female came after him saying that he did horrible things. Trust me, if those things were true, Thomas would not have been allowed to get on the Supreme Court. Trust me on that one. See, Thomas, he's an originalist. He understands and he believes in the Constitution. He doesn't believe in any false interpretations of today. He believes in looking at the Constitution and abiding by it. His views on various controversial topics and attempted to spotlight his differences with the other conservative justice. And, yeah, he is more conservative than the other justices. But when you look at what Thomas says in his writings and when he speaks, he is the one that is in line now with the Constitution. And for people like Jeffrey Toobin, who should be hiding under a rock, that's where he belongs, under a rock somewhere, having the nerve to complain about Justice Thomas as if he's wrong for encouraging us to live by the Constitution, just the way Frederick Douglass did. Listen, obey your own laws, and you'll have a blessed nation. In the waning days of Trump's first presidency, Amy Coney Barrett won confirmation to the Supreme Court, and Clarence Thomas received an equally consequential promotion to Chief Justice of the United States, according to Toobin. Officially, of course, John G. Roberts retains the title. But John Roberts has compromised himself and is no longer the leader of the constitutional or conservative movement in the United States Supreme Court. And thank God that Justice Thomas has a pair, and he stands up and he's outspoken and bold because he understands the emergency situation our republic finds itself today. According to Tubin, which is true, the chief has the right to assign the court's opinions when he is in the majority. When the chief justice is in the minority, though, the assignment power goes to the senior associate justice who is in the majority. In crucial contested cases, Chief Justice Justice Roberts has increasingly been voting with the three remaining liberals, endangering our republic, literally. Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, he added. If Roberts continues this pattern, that means Thomas will be the senior justice in several significant 5-4 cases and thus enjoy the right to assign majority opinions, including, of course, to himself. Thank God and hallelujah. Tubin is right in this, and I pray that it happens, because Justice Thomas is the most conservative of the current so-called conservative justices. And he deserves the right to do what he's doing because, first of all, our republic is in big heap of danger. But we'll talk more about that and other important topics when I return on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
The Ron Edwards American Experience, where our unalienable rights are celebrated.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Ron Edwards here. For the best night's sleep ever, check out the Silverite Pillow. It is the first pillow that has silver infused in the covering and filled with kapok, making the Silverite Pillow naturally antimicrobial, hypoallergenic, and dust mite resistant. The Silverite Pillow is designed to maximize comfort and support to provide the most restful night's sleep ever. To get your Silverite Pillow, simply go to theronedwards.com, scroll down, and make your purchase. When you do, remember to use promo code RON20 and receive a 20% discount. And find out why I have dubbed the Silverite Pillow the best on earth. When it comes down to whether the United States is to be the land of liberty or a downtrodden Bernie Sanders utopia, the time to choose is right now. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, we the people comprise the largest letters in the United States Constitution. They were purposefully written that way to remind elected officials and the judiciary that they are to serve humbly at the pleasure of those who legally elected them into office. It is obvious that far too many office holders have forgotten, and in some cases today never learned that concept. It is high time we, the people who love God, family, and our republic, to fight valiantly for the rightful authority that is ours and take back control of shaping the minds of younger generations. Far too many people fought and died so that we can live in liberty. It was Ronald Reagan who said that freedom is never more than one generation from extinction. So let us together fight to make sure that freedom lives on for many generations to come. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
The Ron Edwards American Experience talk show that celebrates America. Join me, Ron Edwards, 3 p.m., and don't you dare miss a page from the Edwards Notebook commentary.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
And we are back. You are listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience, and thanks for the folks at Patriot Nation. They are also simulcast with us this day. We're on Spreaker, and also you can catch our podcasts soon after the show on places like iHeartRadio, of course, Spreaker, TalkStream Live, Deezer, and many other sites as well, Spotify, and others as well. Keep it right here, and we shall win this war against our republic. I do believe that. Although it saddens me that 60% of Americans, and that includes professing Christians and unbelievers alike, have already taken the coronavirus jabs, despite overwhelming evidence of the dangers of these things. You know, it's just countless doctors, scientists, investigators, and researchers around the world have provided absolute proof of the dangers of those injections. That's what they are. They're shots, they're injections. They are not, and I quote, they are not vaccines. They are experimental drugs, and those that take them are lab rats. Allegedly, those injections alter one's DNA, something that can never be reversed. Reputable doctors have warned that if you don't die quickly or have immediate adverse health effects after receiving your jab, it will only be a matter of months before you do. Many, and not just a few, doctors have warned that millions are at risk for death as early as this autumn, once the experimental chemicals have worked their way into every cell and tissue of their bodies. Of course, the official narrative will be that millions are dying because of those who refused the shots, or because now there is a new strain of the virus we must all panic over. See, they're always preparing as they continue to run the game, the bull capitalists with a hit on us. So, mind you, this whole thing, nearly 2 years now, has turned the entire world upside down and backwards, backwards. When all is said and done, officially 99.97% of people survived the coronavirus infection when they got it. Now, it seems to me, ladies and gentlemen, that there's more here than meets the eye. And a whole lot of those lies are being foisted upon ignorant, compliant citizens. We've all seen the hundreds of videos showing magnets sticking to the injection sites, yet the internet fact checkers tell us what we see before our very eyes is not really real. Recently, someone who works as a private investigator noted that bug detectors, those little devices used to sweep a room or area for surveillance devices that emit radiation and are used to track, monitor, and listen to private conversations, react very strongly to the injection sites on the human body. Now, why? Why? Tell me, please. Tell me, dude. Why would a vaccine cause that? What's in those injections, those shots that cause magnets to stick and radiation emissions? And why are globalists so intent on injecting every single person on the planet with whatever poisons they're pushing? Why is this so extremely important? Why do we have a 24/7 propaganda machine running at full speed, pushing these jabs as being vital? Why has old Uncle Joe Biden and company become so desperate now that they're sending the medical brown shirts door to door to make sure that everyone's been stuck up? When has this ever happened before in history? And yes, it's already started in multiple states, including Wisconsin, North Carolina, Georgia, just to name a few. In some places, the jabbers will just show up at your door and convince you that everything you've heard, everything I'm telling you right now, is just taken out of context. Their job is to tell you outright lies, disguised as truth, to get you to voluntarily roll up that sleeve and take the jab. In other places, the door-to-door teams will show up unannounced and uninvited, fully equipped to give you the jab on the spot. Things, my friends, are getting very interesting. A lot of people on social media sites are big talkers, big woofers. Woof, woof. Just wait till they come to my door, they say. Oof, oof, oof. They wish they hadn't, that's for sure. You know, I've been hearing that kind of talk for years. Every time something is a possibility, you hear people say, well, they're not going to do that to me. They're not going to do that to us. There's 63 million gun owners here in America. Ain't nothing going to happen to us. Well, it's been happening. One step at a time. They'll say, they'll wish they hadn't come to my door. But I have to wonder, these are the same people who voluntarily wore their mask for over a year so they could shop in stores that require them. Now they say they'll draw the line at the jab, but when the medical branches show up at their doors, speak their smooth words and have their syringes all ready, along with all the benefits of a vaccination passport, as a reward for compliance. I wonder how many will stand their ground, Currently, only 30% of people worldwide have refused the injections. 30%. As it becomes increasingly difficult to live normally without them. When airlines require them to travel, when stores require proof of your compliance to enter, when your employer requires proof for you to work, when you can no longer buy or sell or travel freely without that jab, I wonder just how many will bow the knee to this evil. Oh, I wonder who. Who will stand? Who will stand and not bow? In the beautiful UK, in beautiful France, and other areas of beautiful Europe, citizens are rising up against increased pressure and tyranny. There are massive protests in other countries such as Australia, but oh, Canada, it's completely lost to global communism now. And the United States is well on its way if we the people do not stand together in faith and in truth and in might. Are you, my fellow Americans, aware that there were three countries that initially refused the jabs? All three of their leaders died suddenly and unexpectedly. The president of Tanzania refused the jab for his citizens, and he died March 17th at the age of 61. The official cause of death was reported as a heart condition. And, of course, Corona China virus. Likewise, the president of Burundi died suddenly on June 9th, reportedly of a heart condition. And, of course, Corona China virus. And on July 7th, the president of Haiti was shot dead in the head in his home because he wasn't a fan of the jab either. If you research this, my friends, just look about. You will find very, very, very compelling versions of these news stories explaining how the very idea that these presidents were killed because they were vaccine hesitant for the sake of their citizens is complete conspiracy theory nonsense. Of course they're going to say that. But the very fact remains, these three countries had previously refused the vax, the shots. And their presidents all became forced to prematurely assume atmospheric temperatures. And no one will ever know what really happened to them, with the exception of the president of Haiti, who was obviously shot to death, dead in the head. And now the new leaders of those countries are obediently fast-tracking the jabs for the people, like obedient, scared little puppies. My friends, my fellow Americans and people around the world, 24/7 propaganda and ad campaigns, door-to-door, door-knocking, medical authorities coercing citizens to comply, countless bribes and so-called incentives for compliance and increasing punishments for disobedience. Clearly something is very stinky about the injections themselves. with untold numbers of people dying, bumping off, suffering lifelong injuries within minutes or days of taking those jabs, doctors warning of the dangers, and ending up jobless or dead for doing so. Presidents refusing to allow this in their countries, all suddenly dying. I don't claim to understand all that's involved here. I certainly do not know. But I'm just pointing out things that we do know. I just find it very precarious. And I find it mind-boggling that the so-called big, bad American people and their guns aren't standing strong right now. I just find it mind-boggling. And I just find increasingly believe that most Americans are wimpus, Americanus, apologeticus, scaredy cats. They talk big stuff, but boy, if they were dogs, their tails would be between their legs, wrapped around their testicles. It would just, it's just ridiculous. All we just sit around and talk smack. And when it comes down to it, they fully lack any intestinal fortitude. And that, my friends, isn't respected by God and should not be respected by you, for it certainly is not respected by me. I'm Ron Edwards, and guess what? I shall return.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth on the Ron Edwards American Experience.
Ron Edwards here. For the best night's sleep ever, check out the Silverite Pillow. It is the first pillow that has silver infused in the covering and filled with kapok, making the Silverite Pillow naturally antimicrobial, hypoallergenic, and dust mite resistant. The Silverite Pillow is designed to maximize comfort and support to provide the most restful night's sleep ever. To get your Silverite Pillow, simply go to theronedwards.com, scroll down, and make your purchase. When you do, remember to use promo code RON20 and receive a 20% discount. And find out why I have dubbed the Silverite Pillow the best on earth.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-761-7341. 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
The Ron Edwards American Experience is being brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. It is a hot air roasted coffee that produces a smoother, richer, healthier, and less acidic coffee. Our unique hot air roasted coffee has a most delicious taste everyone is raving about. Because you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to theronedwards.com and click onto the Constitutional Grounds Coffee display to make your purchase and to be sure to use the RE20 promo code, and you will receive a 20% discount. Remember, Constitutional Grounds, the coffee you want in your cup.
Are you enjoying a cup of tea and listening to the Ron Edwards American Experience? Man, it doesn't get any better than that.
True, doesn't get better than the Ron Edwards American Experience with or without tea, or without Constitutional Grounds coffee. I'm Ron Edwards, and thanks so much for being with me on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience, which, of course, you can hear later via podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, TalkStreamLive.com, Deezer, and many other spots. And we've got some good announcements coming up in the near future. But you know something? If you do your homework, you've got to do your homework when it comes to the issue of the shots. Don't take my word for it, but I hope that I interest you enough for you to get about the business of doing your own research so that you can take appropriate actions for yourself and for your family and friends. We have to overcome this 24/7 propaganda machine that continues to lie and misrepresent what is going on. Presidents refusing to allow these jabs in their countries being killed, that is abominable. I mean, there are things going on now that in the past you'd have huge wars over, and you have a worldwide deception effort and that is plaguing the entire world. And there's no mighty nation right now at this present time to rescue mankind from this tyranny. With World War II, we had Great Britain, we had the United States. Eventually, I think we had France a little bit. But those were the primary factors in saving the world from Nazism and containing communism, which we should have wiped that out too. The globalist Great Reset, they say that's coming. I don't know, but it's better to be prepared for these things. They say that there's going to be a food shortage. I don't know. So I'll just say allegedly, but it's better to bear on the side of caution. It's better to have stuff and not need it than to need it and not have it, and you're scrambling around, and then you're under the thumbnail. You become a beggar, because hunger, extreme hunger, is, oh man, it's horrible. And it makes people even more weak than they already are in this country. I urge you, again, to do your own research. Don't be afraid to share what you find out when you search for the truth. Speak now in mass while you can. Because one day, perhaps very soon, you'll have to give an account for your actions in these days. I urge you to be strong, bold, and courageous. Speak and share the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's what it's about, blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. There are those, even in the Bible, it talks about, I believe, if memory serves me correct, I think it's in the book of Revelation where it warns that all cowards will have their part in the lake of fire. Yeah, because, I mean, if you're just a wimpus Americanus apologeticus, if you don't care enough to fight for your family, for your children, for yourself, then what good are you? If you don't think enough of yourself and your family to at least search these things out and find out if what I'm telling you is the truth or not. I had to search out for myself. I just didn't run around and all of a sudden, oh, okay. No. I had to search things out. And what a shame. I think I talked about this story recently. More journalists admit and embrace bias. Journalists. And they dismiss fairness. A growing number of prominent journalists, including Lester Holt of NBC, saying that forget the truth, forget about it, because they are all tied in to a bitter form of thinking. And so you have sensationalism, you have all kinds of stuff. And they lie and lie like a rug, and they admit it now, because it's not about being objective. It's about pushing an agenda. So when you sit there and you listen to the dragon media and you believe this stuff, just know that you're just being a participant in Fool's Paradise. Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti declared himself mad as hell as he vented about the city's ineffective justice system and said violent criminals should not be coddled. I agree. The long arm of the law should be stretched out and grabbing criminals and throttling them, making them afraid to do what they do. But as I've said many times myself, criminals have nothing to fear right now. So why should they stop? Until they are stopped, they're not going to stop. Unfortunately, time has told me to stop right now on this edition of the Ron Edwards American Experience. But before we go, just remember to pray for your nation, research the truth, get active, because the life you save could be your own.
It was meant to be.
Bye now.
All this suffering.